Here's O'Donnell's punt of beauty. Very high, high punt, late fair catch.
Hey, what a play.
You enjoy kicking in Chicago because it can be one heck of a challenge.
Coming from South Florida in Miami, it's definitely been a change for me, but I think that it makes you a better player. You know, talking to guys like Brad Maynard, he's paved the way here. He has a lot of records here, so anything I can learn from him, I call him up sometimes and just bounce ideas off of him.
Impact the tight tail down spiral, as I like to call it, versus the rugby style kick, which you have gone to quite a bit now. Was that a tug of war for you at all because of how you like to punt versus how they want you to punt?
People come up to me and say, you know, I can't hit a ball that far, a rugby kick like that. So if I'm able to hit a ball 45 to 50 yards with a fair catch, that's my job. So and able to do that is why we adapted to the rugby punt so often. And the winds in Soldier Field, you know, the ball kind of handles like a kickoff, so it can, you know, cut through the wind just right.
You're 6'4", right? You're right. About 6'4". Yep. Never wanted to be a quarterback.
Quarterback? I mean, I grew up playing soccer, you know, so
okay.
I was used to, you know, kicking the ball.
So honestly, did you think you'd be a college soccer player versus a college football player at some point?
You know, I really wanted that. I wanted to be a college soccer player. Growing up, played travel, you know, going to tournaments.
Your size alone, I mean, were you pretty intimidating on the soccer field? I mean, honestly,
yeah,
don't see many 6'4 soccer players.
Yeah,
I don't.
I was known to get a couple yellow cards, you know, making those slide tackles and all that. But
in terms of what you've dealt with in your life to get here, you had to leave school at Cincinnati. Your father had been suffering from cancer, and you made the decision to go down to Miami where you went to grad school. Can you take us back to that time, what you were going through?
My senior year in Cincinnati, I was dealing with my dad back home. He was going through some stuff, and I think it was the best move for me to go back and be with my family, have him be able to see my games and things like that. So I graduated, so I was able to make that move without any penalty, play right away. So Miami just graduated a punter, so it was like a perfect move for me to jump in there and make an impact on the team.
Was it most important to you to be there for your family versus putting maybe your career in a little bit of a holding pattern?
It was the best opportunity for me to help my family out, have my dad see the games and whatnot. So, it was definitely a big thing in my life, I think, just making that transition from a school you spent 4 years at. And you go to a brand new school pretty much for 6 months.
How much do you think it helped him?
Going to the games that are, you know, 45 minutes down the road versus getting on an airplane, doing this, doing that. You know, he tries to get up here to games, but certain times of the year he can't because chemotherapy is not really conducive to cold weather. So
how's it affecting you?
You know, I think it's made me stronger, honestly. I wake up every day and I think of, you know, what it could be. You make the most of it, and that's what I try to do every single day, is make the most of your day.
Your combine performance, do you think it helped you get drafted? You blew it out of the water. I mean, you had more reps on the bench press than Jadeveon Clowney, who was the number one overall pick that year.
Yeah, I think people were shocked. I remember the group leader was a little worried that I was going to run the 40 and bench press and things like that. I was definitely going to do it. I don't think they knew exactly if I was going to perform well.
You came in with some street cred right away. With your locker room, right?
Yeah.
He did what?
Yeah.
The moment it crystallized to you that you were going to love football.
I was a place kicker as well as a punter, so I did everything in high school. I had a game-winning field goal, and as time expired, you know, the whole team came around you and, you know, tackled you on the field, kind of like those moments you see in movies. But I think at that moment I fell in love with it. I just love the teamwork and the camaraderie on a daily basis. Nothing better than that.